Hey there, and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with your host, me, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. To start things off this week, we're going to give a plug for the newsletter. You guys should go to the Coffee Break Liberty website. That's coffeebreakliberty.com. There should be a banner that pops up. You can sign up for the newsletter, and when you do, you will get a promo code for 10% off, if memory serves me right. It's been a while since I set it up, but it's a promo code for a certain percentage off of the Coffee Break Liberty store, also on that website. And you'll get signed up for my newsletter. And you may be like thinking, man, I don't really know if I want a newsletter. Well, in all honesty, I haven't sent out one newsletter yet, and it's been set up for over a month. So you're not going to get flooded with emails, I promise you. But if you're looking for maybe a discount off of that store, if you've for whatever reason, you know, you want a cool mug, that's the place to go get a cool mug with Coffee Break Liberty logo on it. Other logos, other libertarian-esque type situations. So go check out the website at coffeebreakliberty.com. In this week's episode, I want to start off with something I had said earlier on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter, at Leo Sowers, I think is what it is. Or there's two of them out there, I think. One of them is only active. But I had mentioned that on Twitter, you know, we got this impeachment thing going on, and I had put it this way. The only reason these people in the Senate, and these people online is the main thing, really, right? People that pretend to care. Oh, I care about what happened at the Senate and the Capitol building on July 6th, or January 6th, rather. They don't even get the date right, because it's that important. They don't care. They would not care. Most of these people did not care when it was private businesses being burnt down last summer, when it was people's homes burning down. They didn't care. The only reason they care, or say they care now, is because it was an attack on their religion, and their religion is the state. If it was an attack on their neighbors or somebody else's house, they wouldn't care. If it was somebody else's business burning down, they wouldn't care. But it was an attack on their religion, and nothing happened, by the way. They just embarrassed their religion, their God, the state, the government. So it's very troubling and annoying to see, right, that these people are still just, after 4 years of Trump, they still have this illusion that the government is out there to protect them or take care of them, and that it's infallible. If Trump didn't do anything good, the one thing he did do good was show everybody how much of a farce this is. And that's all this is. It's a farce. It's make-believe. It's ridiculous. He showed everybody how much of a joke it is. Yet these people still cling on to it because they want their symbols of democracy. They want their symbols of freedom. They don't want democracy. They don't care. They don't want democracy because they only want their person to win. They only want their ideas to win. They don't want democracy. They just want the illusion of democracy, but they just want to win all the time. That's not democratic at all. The moment that their guy loses, well, now it's a problem, right? And it goes both ways. It's not just the left that does that. The right does it too. God, it's annoying to see, right? It's troubling to see these people still just clamor to be led or ruled by war criminals, people that will send their children off to die in Iraq or die in Afghanistan or some other country that may not even exist today or won't exist in 20 years. Doesn't matter. These people want to be ruled by these people. They have no desire to be free. They don't want to be free. They want to tell people they're free. They want to tell people they have freedom by pointing to these symbols. They'll point to the Statue of Liberty or the flag and say, see, we're free. We're free. Look how free we are. You're not free, and you don't want to be free. You just want to tell people you're free. They don't want democracy, but they'll point to the Capitol building. They'll point to a building that houses the offices of, well, not all of them, but it's where they at least go and vote, right? 500 and some odd lawmakers that dictate what they can and cannot do in their life and say, look how free we are. Look at this democracy. Look what democracy has brought us. More laws against us. What kind of farce is this? What are these people thinking? I know I got a little off the rails there, but that was the tweet that I put out the other day, kind of extended, right? Their religion, the state, And like I said, they don't even want these things. They don't want freedom. They don't want democracy. They just want the illusion. They want to tell people they want these things. They want to be able to tell people that. They don't really want it. And that kind of leads into a little bit about the impeachment, right? I got to talk about that. Not a whole lot to say. I guess I don't have to. But not a whole lot to say right now. I don't think he will be impeached in the Senate. I think it will be pretty much same as the last time. And then hopefully we can all get on with our lives. I definitely have to hand it to my man, Rand Paul. Senator Rand Paul. Love this guy. They were showing videos or something as evidence for the impeachment trial in the Senate. And I guess somebody was looking over his shoulder, or they got him on camera, and he was just doodling. I love this guy. Refuses to wear a mask and is doodling during the impeachment trial. This guy is an American hero. That's the symbol of freedom I want to point to. That's the democracy I like to see. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he will be impeached in the Senate. I think it will be much of the same last time. House will go for impeachment. I don't think the Senate will. I think it will go the same. I kind of want to hold back on what I want to say. I want to wait till it's over. So maybe in another week or two when it's finally over, we'll be able to, or I'll feel like maybe I should, or I'll want to at least talk about it more. But moving on from that, I do want to move on to the other big story this week. And no, it wasn't a cat and a lawyer. Nope, that wasn't it. That was a big story, though, on the internet. And if you haven't seen it, it's a hilarious video. Look up cat lawyer on YouTube. I'm sure you'll find it. But the culture war, right? You know, I have never really talked about this in the blog. I've never talked about it on the podcast because we're only on episode 4. And I don't even like using the term culture war. It's become diluted, and it is now something that boomer cons just latch to and say, oh, look, the culture war, the culture war. It means very little, but I'm just going into this with that title or that phrase to kind of set it up. But talking about Gina Carano, I'm sure I mispronounced something in there. She was the actress on that show, The Mandalorian. And she got fired over the week, if you did not hear. She got fired for allegedly a string of bigoted tweets on her Twitter, and they fired her over that. The one tweet that was, I guess, the one that broke the camel's back, the straw that broke the camel's back there that finally got her let go, was a tweet. It'd be hard to say if it was asking for unity, but it was pretty much saying, hey, the only way we're all going to get through this is through unity, right? Because we all know that there's like a tension in our culture right now. So it's kind of demanding or asking for unity or just saying, you know, hey, the only way we're going to get through this is through unity. Now, it showed a very disturbing image, and it brought up Nazis, but it said, you know, the way we're going to get through this is through unity. That got her fired pretty much. That was the last tweet before she was let go, apparently. It's not the first time we'll see something like this. It won't be the last. I do want to point out some of the hypocrisy from Disney, though. You know, they've got that director on there, Mr. Gunn. He's tweeted about raping children. Oh, but it's just a joke. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You're tweeting and joking about raping children. You know, you're the director, too. You're like a big face at this company. But that doesn't bother Disney enough to get rid of him. Disney also, last year, the year before, when the Mulan remake came out, they were applauding some of the same agencies in China that's keeping, still, currently, millions of Muslim Chinese citizens in concentration camps. This company that is so woke and is just looking out for the little guy and, you know, is so on the side of freedom of expression or what have you. Well, you know what? I guess you could say they don't really claim that. Honestly, I've not ever seen Disney come out and say, you know what? We're all about freedom of expression. They've made it pretty clear, haven't they? They're not about freedom of expression. They don't want you to express your ideas freely unless they align with theirs. And theirs happen to align with applauding organizations that keep millions in concentration camps. Bending over to the will of China, a country that has a miles-long list now in the last 50 years of human rights violations, a country that in its founding killed 50 to 75 million of its own people. You know, you can point out this hypocrisy to these people, if it's even hypocrisy. Like I said, you know, have they really ever come out and said that they're in favor of freedom of expression, et cetera, et cetera? It doesn't really seem like they are. They're only in favor of whatever deluded and delusional point of view they have. And it's sick. So yeah, though, the Disney Corporation has fired somebody for their point of view and, I guess, abrasive tweets. They're saying it's all bigoted. I've not read all of her tweets, but the ones that they point to as being the most abashed and brazen, I would not consider bigoted or anything. But like I said, I've not read all of her stuff. But that same company just loves to bend over for China. And that's a problem now in the U.S. in general. It's not just Disney. The NBA did it, what was it, last year, the year before? They did that. They bent over for China because there were some players and there was the, I think it was the general manager of the Houston Rockets, you know, sent out a pro-Hong Kong democracy movement tweet and there was tweets going on and China threatened to kick the NBA out. That's billions of dollars lost in revenue. I presume it's billions of dollars lost in revenue. It's lots of money, clearly enough for the NBA to get those people to stop tweeting their pro-Hong Kong democracy tweets. So we see this company, we see it in the West, a lot in the United States right now. You see it in journalism, and that's a joke in of itself, right? You see these journalists just bowing down to China. China can't do no wrong. You don't hear about what's going on in Hong Kong anymore, that, you know, that the pro-democracy movement and pro-democratic activists are thrown in jail. You never heard from again. They're not given a trial. They're just thrown in a cage because they're in favor of democracy in a land that they were born and raised in. And some other country comes in because they don't consider themselves really Chinese. They consider themselves Hong Kongers. And I've written about this too. I will post a blog link that I wrote about this Hong Kong situation in the show notes page for this. It's a little bit older, but it's something very disturbing to see. A country, so I consider them a country, they consider themselves a different people, go from a democratically elected government to now being ruled by authoritarians in what they consider a foreign place. It's troubling to see. And I know I like gone off the rails here, right? Culture war went on to China and then Hong Kong. But you need to be aware of all these things, right? You need to be aware of what's going on, that these things are all connected. And it may seem flimsy at times at how they're connected, but the hypocrisy, it doesn't matter how many times you point it out, these people don't care because they don't have morals. They don't have standards for themselves. They are above the standards that they put on other people. They don't hold themselves to the same standards that they hold other people. But the hypocrisy of, you know, the Disney Corporation praising organizations that put, and countries, that put people in concentration camps while firing those that are actually against that. And like I said, I guess it's not even hypocrisy, right? Because it's not like Disney's ever come out and said, yeah, we're against concentration camps. Their actions prove otherwise. So my challenge to you, and I suggest it for pretty much all your platforms, if you're able to or if you're willing to, stop giving them money. I've never had Disney Plus, never had Netflix, never had Hulu. I will admit, I do have Prime. And that was mostly when I got it, it was for the free shipping, the free 2-day shipping. Now I do get shows with it. I wish there was an option just for the 2-day shipping because I don't want to give them money for their shows either. And it costs a lot more than it used to when I signed up a long time ago. But that would be my challenge to you. Maybe cancel your subscription to Disney Plus. Cancel it to Hulu. Cancel it to Netflix. We give this entertainment cabal money, and they want to see us thrown in cages. They want federal agents to come to our houses, for those of us that are gun owners, and take our guns. And if we resist, they want those federal agents to murder us. And if they don't murder us, throw us in a cage for life. I refuse to give them money. I say I refuse. Like I said, I've got Prime. And I do go to the movie theater maybe once or twice a year. But heck, with COVID, I'm not going to any movie theaters, I'll tell you that, because they're not open. So that's kind of my little rant on that. I'll end it, though, on a more positive note. A friend messaged me about this situation, actually, with Gina Carano. And she said, you know, this is directed to me. She says, people have lost their minds, Leo. I don't understand what's going on. And we were talking about the Gina Carano tweets and how absurd the tweet that got her kicked off was, or how absurd it was that the tweet that got her kicked off was actually asking for unity, calling for unity, and she gets kicked off, or fired. My response to that was, they don't want you to understand what's going on. They want you to feel demoralized, right? The cabal, they don't want you, they want you to be confused. They want you to question your morality, your principles. This is what they want from us. They want to keep us in confusion. They want to keep us in the dark. They want us to feel alone, and we're not alone. There's millions upon millions, just like you and I, that think this way. That think what's going on right now is not right. That think what's going on, something is wrong, right? There's something wrong, not just culturally, but in general. And then I finish it off, because they know we're going to win this. They're scared. And we're going to win it with memes, of all things, guys. The impact of memes and how much they've had on our culture in the last, 10 years, I guess, memes have been around, 10, 12 years, is massive. We're going to win this, guys. Don't be discouraged. I understand it can be discouraging. You can feel like you're alone, and sometimes it feels like we're losing all the time. We're going to win this. We're not going to lose. We're going to win this, guys. And that's the positive note I'm going to try and end it on. Before I give a promo for my affiliate program, if you've listened before, you've heard me give a plug for my affiliate program. I'm calling it the Tom Woods deal. If you want a website, you should go to coffeebreakliberty.com/affiliate. And on there, you will see a link to Bluehost. Who's Bluehost? They are the company that hosts the Coffee Break Liberty website and this podcast. So if you want a website, you go through there, use my affiliate link. You will get an extremely good discount. After you make your website and your company or your podcast or your blog or whatever you do with this new website that you have, send me a message and I will give you a free plug on the podcast, my Instagram, the Coffee Break Liberty Facebook page, and my personal pages on the others, the MeWe's and Minds. And if Parler ever comes back up, Parler as well. That's going to be over 2,700 pairs of eyeballs, right? Or eyeballs. Sets of eyeballs. They're going to see your new website. So that's what I'm calling the Tom Woods deal, because he pretty much does the same thing. If you're looking to start a website, go do it through Bluehost and use my link in my affiliate tab on my website, coffeebreakliberty.com/affiliate. And with that, I'm going to end it for the week. I hope you guys have a great one. Hopefully you guys are staying warm, because here in San Antonio, we're experiencing, well, for us, extremely cold weather. It's 28 something degrees. And if you live up north, you're like, oh man, it sounds like summer. But that's why I don't live up there, because you people are crazy. Love y'all. Have a great weekend and take care.